This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. For the second year in a row, Disney is the top grossing studio. The studio pulled in over $2 billion at the domestic box office, fueled by The Last Jedi and Beauty and the Beast, which were the top two of 2017. Disney, which had a 21% market share, came in just ahead of Warner Brothers, which took second place at the domestic box office for the second year in a row with 19%. Very impressive. Rumor Willis is having her Dancing with the Stars tattoo removed because she's heartbroken after her partner Val Schmurkowski moved on. Rumor was totally smitten with Val, and after the pair won the dance competition in 2015, she got a tattoo of the couple in an embrace. Now Rumor is having the ink removed after Val started dating fellow DWTS pro Jenna Johnson. Ouch! Veteran actor and comedian Paul Reiser landed a role on Netflix's Stranger Things. Now Sony TV is eyeing a revival of the 1990s sitcom Mad About You that starred Reiser and Helen Hunt. Both Reiser and Hunt are attached to the project, which would follow their characters in the wake of their 17-year-old daughter's college acceptance. I'm just not mad about that plot. Kyle Richards and Mauricio Umanski from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills were cleaned out of all their jewelry, and the burglar's haul was more than $1 million. The family has three very big dogs, but they were finishing a five-week obedience course. And there's a surveillance system with multiple cameras, but because of renovations, it was turned off. Now there's an armed guard on the property, but now there's nothing left to steal. Mariah Carey's comeback and the freezing temperatures proved a potent combination for ABC's primetime New Year's Rockin' Eve as viewership soared. ABC averaged 10.5 million viewers, 50% over the 2017 telecast. It's clear that America showed up to witness another train wreck, but the Mariah train stayed on the track. Knowing Mariah, though, there's one just around the corner. Daytime host Dr. Phil is in hot water after being accused of providing drugs and alcohol to guests with addiction problems to drive on-screen drama. An investigation alleged the show endangered guests like Todd Herzig, a former Survivor winner who appeared in 2013. He found drugs and alcohol waiting in his dressing room and went on the air drunk. Jeez, what happened to a bag of swag? Ty Dolla $ign acted like a real jerk outside a popular West Hollywood club, blocking traffic until the cops arrived. Ty pulled a stunt at the Poppy in his 1964 Chevy Impala, driving super slowly with angry drivers being blocked by his car. The cops came and ordered him to knock off the antics, so he finally left. Looks like those Dolla $ign have gone to his head. Shonda Rhimes, Reese Witherspoon, and 300 other prominent women in the entertainment industry have launched an initiative called Time's Up, aimed at protecting women who are facing sexual harassment in all sectors of the workplace. The plan includes a legal defense fund seeded by donations from affluent women and a push to bring earnings equality to the Hollywood studios and talent agencies. It's about time. U2's Joshua Tree 30th anniversary track was the year's top-grossing tour, taking in a whopping $316 million with 2.71 million tickets sold. Coming in second was Guns N' Roses with 292, Coldplay was third with 238, Bruno Mars fourth with 200, and Metallica fifth with 153 million. All five were excellent shows. Showtime has pulled the plug on the comedy White Famous after only one season. Reviews were mostly negative for the comedy, which starred Saturday Night Live alum Jay Farrow. The show was about an African-American comedian struggling to maintain his credibility with his core audience while also striving to cross over into becoming, quote, white famous. Jay Farrow is now free to return to obscurity. Gillian Anderson, co-star of The X-Files, is confirming that the Series 11 season will be her last as Dana Scully. While Fox hasn't committed to additional seasons beyond the 11th, series creator Chris Carter insists that he didn't craft the last episode as a series finale. There are a lot more X-Files stories to tell, he said. Whether we get to tell them is a question mark. I think the answer is not. After 4 years of marriage, Supergirl star Melissa Benoist has finalized her divorce from Blake Jenner. The couple cited irreconcilable differences as the reason for their separation, yet came to an agreement between themselves about the division of property. Their agreement wasn't filed with the court, so we don't know who gets what in the separation. Really? No attorneys involved? Now that's really super different. Netflix original movie Bright, starring Will Smith, which was widely panned by critics, pulled in a total audience of more than 11 million in the first 3 days of release. The film, set to have a $100 million budget, was less popular than Stranger Things Season 2, with an audience of 15.8 million, but drew a bigger crowd than the second season of The Crown, with just 3 million. A sequel is now being planned, of course. Add Carly Rae Jepsen to the list of performers playing Carnival cruise ships. The singer will put on a free concert on Carnival's Splendor on February 18th as it sails from Long Beach, California to Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. Carly Rae will perform outside on the ship's Lido deck on the second day of a 7-day voyage. It'll be Jepsen's first time playing a cruise ship and probably not her last. The Trash Bin. Just because you're one of the biggest movie stars in the world doesn't mean people know how to say your name. Just ask Wonder Woman Gal Gadot, whose last name was among the most mispronounced words of 2017. Yep, it turns out you do pronounce that T after all. Harvey Weinstein, who made headlines last year for being a sex pig, confused many folks with his last name, which he pronounces Weinstein, not Stein. Steinstein, a pig is still a pig.
The news wrap-up.
The iPhone again top tech bestsellers in 2017. Netflix granted CEO Reed Hastings $28.7 million in stock options for 2018. UK Security Minister Ben Wallace called for Facebook, Google, and YouTube to face tax fines if they fail to help combat terrorism. An Italian clothing company called Steve Jobs won a trademark battle against Apple and can now also use their Apple-inspired logo.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Jumanji has shot past The Last Jedi for the top spot.
The number one album.
The Greatest Showman soundtrack is the most popular album in the USA.
The number one app.
Heads Up continues to hold the number one position.
The number one book.
Fire and Fury, Inside the Trump White House by Michael Wolff is the number one nonfiction book.
Despite being one of the most successful female vocalists in the world, Demi Lovato sure had a lot of personal issues to overcome in her quest for stardom. Back in 2010, she had to put her career on hold and enter a treatment center to seek help for addictions, an eating disorder, and self-harm. She was also diagnosed with bipolar disorder. Since then, she's conquered those problems and is firmly in control of both her personal and artistic life. With 5 gold albums under her belt, she just dropped her latest track. Here's Demi Lovato with the song of the week, Tell Me You Love Me.
Oh, tell me you love me. I need someone on days like this. I do. On days like this. Oh, tell me you love me. I need someone on days like this. I do. On days like this.
That was Demi Lovato with the song of the week, Tell Me You Love Me. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z.
And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.